I love that this sculpture is kind of composed on the top of some sort of old bucket, and that itself is placed on top of a very used plinth. If you look around the back of the plinth, you can see a hole drilled in the side of it near the bottom to make way for an electrical wire at some earlier stage in the plinth's life when it was holding a video projector or being used for some other sort of techie use. It's just further evidence of a very casual attitude towards materials, which I really appreciate and relate to. Probably my favorite moment in the sculpture is an old paint-covered pair of scissors which are being used as an impromptu shim under the rear edge of the bucket. The brand name of the bucket, Synthesa, is very prominent at the bottom of the sculpture and acts very much like a title, or maybe mocks the old-fashioned idea of sculptures residing on pedestals, the pedestals bestowing honor to the sculpture and having the sculpture's title engraved on their sides. Google tells me that Synthesa is an Austrian industrial paint company, but the word similarity to the word synesthesia, which is a cross-wiring of the senses, makes me start thinking that this splatter-painted, goofy, bulbous orb that sprung out of the bucket might be some kind of vision induced by a sound.